John Budd is the Director of Communications for UNICEF in Indonesia. He's in the capital, Jakarta. Mr. Budd, what can you tell us about relief efforts in Aceh and what you've learned about the situation in Aceh?
The situation in Aceh is, I think, a lot worse than we had anticipated or could have possibly imagined. We do have a ground zero situation in Aceh. There is no infrastructure, no physical infrastructure. There is no water, sanitation, no electricity, virtually no telecommunications. And on top of that, the government infrastructure itself, that is the public service of the education, has also collapsed. So we have a double hit, if you like, on what is happening up there. So we are having to deal with a situation where we have 4.5 million people who are affected. We have 500,000 people without shelter at all. And that means that with no infrastructure, our efforts to get humanitarian aid into those people is just that much harder.
Now, in terms of actually transporting aid to the region, what is the infrastructure like in that sense?
Well, in some areas, it does not exist at all. We can get humanitarian aid into a city called Medan, which is the first big city south of the disaster area. The issue then is, how do we get it to those people up in Aceh who desperately need it? Now, we can get it up along the east coast to the capital, Bandar Aceh, but the issue then is, how do we distribute it from there? We have problems getting it to those isolated communities and smaller communities along the west coast and the east coast. Now, the west coast is the hardest to get to because there's only one road in, and it is cut. So the only way we can get it in is by helicopter or by sea. And those issues are compounded by the fact that the availability of ground transport is limited, and then there is no fuel in Aceh or Bandar Aceh. So they're the sort of, you know, the complicating factors, layer upon layer, if you like, of challenges that we've got to overcome.
Are there people ready to go? That is, once you've coped
yep.
with the infrastructure, there are. How many relief workers do you think are going to be by the weekend, say, in Aceh?
In Aceh, by the weekend, I can speak for UNICEF, but we will have about 5 people dealing with health, and by Monday, another 2 people dealing with child protection, that is, separated children, and also trauma counselling. And then I'm not sure what my colleagues in the other agencies are concerned with doing up there, but we're looking at having a camp for 90 people dealing with the humanitarian coordination within about a week and a bit, I'd say.
And I mean, we can do the arithmetic. I mean, the scale of the problem is pretty big for a mission of 90 people.
Well, I mean, that is the task. I mean, and they are there to coordinate that task. There is no point avoiding it. That is it.
John Budd, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
John Budd, speaking to us from Jakarta, Indonesia. He's the Director of Communications there for UNICEF.